You know, I made a note here. I forgot to ask you, when we were going through the issue of checkpoint inhibitors with squamous cell, I meant to ask you the way you approach first-line therapy of squamous cell in the patients who have PD-L1 levels less than 50% in terms of choice of chemotherapy and whether or not you consider or ever even use necitumumab.
So I tend to start patients with platinum and gemcitabine more often than the taxanes. I use more carbo and less cisplatin. And so I haven't used necitumumab very often. I mention it to patients. I don't have a lot of first-line squamous patients, so it doesn't come up on a regular basis. I do mention it. I don't know that if you look at the cost-benefit analysis that it always makes sense, but I think it's something that we mention. I mean, it's a drug, it's FDA approved, it's in that indication. I think that the fact that the study was done before we had the checkpoint inhibitor, so makes us all feel like, well, we're going to start with their chemo and then they'll go to the checkpoint drug. So how much am I really adding with giving this very expensive antibody? And so I think that's part of the reason it's not used as much. I haven't really given it. I will be using it more. We have some trials coming up in EGFR patients where we're adding necitumumab to some of the EGFR TKIs, but that's a totally different arena.
What about maintenance in these patients?
I do sometimes give gemcitabine maintenance. I know there's not a lot of data there. I mean, there's just not that much data there. However, I've had patients who have continued to respond and really clinically seem to benefit by continuing. And so that's what I do.